I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Syrian rebels who overthrew longtime autocratic ruler Bashar al-Assad have appointed a transitional head of government to run the country until March 1st. Mohammed al-Bashir announced Tuesday that he was picked to lead the interim government after a meeting in Damascus of rebel leaders and ousted officials from Assad's government. Bashir is a little-known figure across most of Syria who previously ran an administration in a small pocket of the northwest controlled by rebels. The announcement of the new transitional government comes as Israel launched airstrikes against Syrian army bases whose forces melted away in the face of the lightning rebel advance that ousted Assad over a two-week period. AP correspondent Sarah El-Deeb has more from Damascus.
The attacks also came with territorial push of Israeli troops into a buffer zone between Syria and Israel. Israel says the move is to protect its territory from the spillover of the chaos in Syria, but also says it's trying to prevent the insurgents in Syria from laying their hands on the military facilities and weapons in Syria.
That was AP correspondent Sarah El-Deeb in Damascus. Israel has denied reports that its forces had advanced beyond the buffer zone into the countryside southwest of Damascus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night that a rescue operation was currently underway in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia following a Russian missile strike that killed three people. The president said in his nightly address that 18 people were injured. Zelensky urged the West to supply Ukraine with the necessary air systems to protect it from Russian missiles, saying they should save lives, not collect dust in storage bases. VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. This is VOA News. Earlier Tuesday, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said peace talks for the war in Ukraine could begin in the winter, a timeline that coincides with Poland taking over the rotating presidency of the European Union on January 1st. Taiwan says China has increased its military presence around the island. The Defense Ministry said Wednesday it detected 53 military aircraft operating around the island over the past 24 hours, as well as 11 Navy vessels and 8 official ships, which refers to vessels from civilian agencies such as the Coast Guard. Taiwan's military went on alert Monday after saying Beijing had reserved airspace and deployed naval and Coast Guard vessels. China had been expected to launch military drills to express its anger at President Lai Ching-te's recent tour of the Pacific, which included stopovers in Hawaii and the U.S. territory of Guam. China views democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory and has vowed to annex the island by any means necessary, including military invasion. 1 week after South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol briefly imposed martial law, the country's police force said it raided his office as part of its investigation over his failed attempt. The raid came on the same day the head of South Korea's National Police Agency and the head of Seoul's police force were arrested in connection with Yoon's decree. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Word of the arrests from police comes as the main liberal opposition Democratic Party is pushing for Yoon's impeachment. The country's main law enforcement institutions are investigating whether the president's declaration amounted to rebellion. Yoon's former defense minister, Kim Jong-hyun, was arrested for his alleged involvement. Opposition parties and many experts say the martial law decree was unconstitutional. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities say Kim Jong-hyun tried and failed to kill himself at a correctional facility in Seoul shortly after his arrest Wednesday. U.S. poet and educator Nikki Giovanni has died at the age of 81 after a long battle with cancer. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more on her life and legacy.
Giovanni shared blunt and conversational opinions on everything from racism and love to space travel and mortality. She defended gangster rappers.
It's not about my honor. It's about the fact that young men are standing around saying things like, this is the life that we're leading and this is not a good idea. I resent people trying to stifle.
Nikki Giovanni was the author of 25 books. For a time, Giovanni was called the Princess of Black Poetry. She championed the Black Power movement and reflected on such personal passions as food, romance, family, and rocketing into space, a journey she believed Black women were uniquely qualified for. I'm Ed Donahue.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.